plate margin types. The edges of the plates are known as plate margins or plate boundaries. There are four basic types: constructive, collisional, destructive and conservative. We'll start with constructive plate margins. They can also be called divergent margins. At these types of plate margins, two plates are moving apart or diverging from each other in opposite directions. Convection currents moving in opposite directions, caused by the intense heat of the Earth's interior in the mantle, move two plates apart. As these plates move apart, this leaves cracks and fissures, lines of weakness, that allows magma from the mantle to escape from the highly pressurized interior of the planet. This magma fills the gap and eventually erupts onto the surface and cools as new land. This can create huge ridges of undersea mountains and volcanoes, such as the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. And where these mountains poke above the level of the sea, islands are created. Both earthquakes and volcanoes can result at these margins. The earthquakes caused by the movement of magma through the crust. A really good example of this is the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, where the Eurasian plate moves away from the North American plate at a rate of around 4 centimetres a year. Iceland owes its existence to this ridge. The second plate margin type are destructive plate margin types. They can also be called convergent margins. At these margins, two plates move or converge together, and the destruction of some of the Earth's crust results. An oceanic plate, which is denser, is pushed towards a continental plate, which is less dense, by convection currents deep within the Earth's interior. The oceanic plate is subducted or pushed under the continental plate at what is called a subduction zone, creating a deep ocean trench. It is the oceanic crust which sinks down into the mantle because it is denser or heavier. As it descends, friction, increasing pressure and heat from the mantle melt the plate. Some of this molten material can work its way up through the continental crust through fissures and cracks into the crust to collect in magma chambers. This is often some distance from the margin, where magma can eventually re-emerge at the surface to create a range of mountains. The movement of the plates grinding past one another can create earthquakes, when one plate eventually slips past the other, releasing seismic energy. There are several really good examples of destructive plate margins, including along the west coast of the Americas and Japan, where the Philippine Sea plate is pushed under the Eurasian plate. The third plate margin type is collisional. At these margins, two plates of similar density are forced towards each other. Neither plate descends into the mantle because of the similar density of the plates. Instead, the two plates crumple into one another and fold upwards into fold mountains. At these margins we get fold mountains and earthquake activity, and a fantastic example of this is the Himalayan mountains. Here, the Indo-Australian plate is colliding with the Eurasian plate and has done so for millions of years. Originally, there used to be a sea called the Tethys Sea between India and Asia, but over time India has collided into Eurasia, creating huge fold mountains rich in marine fossils. The last plate margin type is a conservative margin. A conservative margins, mountains are not made, volcanic eruptions do not happen, and crust is not destroyed. Instead, two plates either slide past each other in opposite directions, or two plates slide past each other at different speeds. As they move past each other, friction builds as the plates snag and grind on one another. When this friction is eventually released, it sends shockwaves through the crust. We know these shockwaves as earthquakes, and a good example of this is at the San Andreas Fault in California, where the Pacific plate is moving northwest at a faster rate than the North American plate.